Well, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with brothers and sisters in Christ.
各位弟兄姊妹早晨，真係好開心可以即係同弟兄姊妹一齊啦，去到即係敬拜上帝。
It is a special joy to be at Shirley and Joe's church, who my family served with in Japan.
今日咧特別開心，因為咧係嚟到 Shirley 同阿 Joe 嘅教會嗰度，係即係我喺日本認識佢哋嘅時候。
And speaking of Japan, I'd like to show you a photo to begin the message.
即係講起日本咧，就想同大家咧去分享一張即係相片俾大家睇下嘅。
When you see this photo, what do you think?
當你見到呢張相嘅時候，你諗起啲咩嘅咧
？Perhaps it reminds you of a Japanese anime movie that you have watched.
或者咧，你可能會醒起啊，即係日本嘅一啲動漫你睇過噶啦。
Or maybe you've been to Japan before and you've seen school children like this riding their bikes through the streets.
或者你曾經去過日本，你見到咧有啲學生係即係踩住單車翻屋企嘅場面，你會醒起嘅。
Well, my family were missionaries in Japan, and my oldest child attended Japanese primary school.
咁樣咧，我一家都係喺日本做宣教士嘅。咁我最大嗰個小朋友咧，佢喺日本度讀翻小學嘅。
So, for me, when I see this photo, I think about identity.
如果對於我嚟講咧，我見到呢張相咧，我就諗起一個身份啊。
Students in Japan have to follow many rules.
所以如果你係學生喺日本嘅學生咧，你要遵守好多規矩嘅。
If you're a student, you have to wear a special school uniform. You cannot wear coloured hair clips in your hair. You cannot chew chewing gum. You can't wear jewellery. You're usually not allowed to have a part-time job.
如果你係一個日本學生咧，你就一定要著嗰間學校嘅校服啦，又唔可以戴一啲咧彩色嘅頭髮夾喎，又唔可以即係食香口膠啦，唔可以戴一啲珠寶首飾咁樣啦，同埋咧你係唔可以去做 part-time 嘅工作嘅。
Your identity determines your actions.
你嘅身份咧，你學生呢個身份咧，決定咗你嘅行為可以做啲乜嘢。
If you are a school student, it dictates your behaviour and it defines you.
如果你係一個學生，佢咧就決定咗你嘅行為，佢亦都咧定義咗你嘅。
It raises one of the most important questions we ask ourselves: Who are you?
咁呢一個概念咧，就引起咗我哋可以問最重要嘅一個問題，就係你係邊個？
I'm not just talking about the clothes you wear or the music you listen to or the course you take at uni, but who are you?
我唔係講緊你著咩衫啊，或者聽咩音樂啊，或者你喺大學咧讀啲咩課程，但係我係問緊你係邊個。
There are different ways to answer this question, and we hear many different voices in our society.
要答呢個問題咧，其實有好多方法嘅。但我哋今日咧，可能喺社會裏邊咧，都聽到唔同嘅聲音。
Some say sexuality, gender, ethnicity or nationality, or just freedom to be whoever you want to be.
有啲人咧可能會回答我嘅性取向啦，我嘅性別啦，我嘅種族啦，我嘅國籍啦，或者咧有啲人甚至乎只係講啊，我想有自由，想成為乜嘢都可以嘅。
But what does Scripture say? What does the Word of God say?
咁究竟聖經講咩咧？上帝嘅話語係點樣講嘅咧？
Colossians 1:21-22 says this: Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
哥罗西书一章二十一至到二十二节咧，佢系咁讲嘅：你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他藉着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
So the Bible says there are two kinds of people.
咁喺圣经里边讲咧，就有两种人嘅。
The first is there are those who are alienated from God.
咁第一種人咧，就係我哋與神隔絕嘅人。
Those who fight against the deepest longings of their soul.
嗰啲與神隔絕嘅人咧，就係佢同佢自己靈魂最深處嘅渴望咧為敵嘅。
The creature who rebels against their creator.
佢亦都係咧嗰啲即係去反叛佢哋造物主嗰一位。
The rebellious children who shake their fists at God and say, I want to do it my way.
就好似嗰啲咧反叛嘅小孩咧，佢对住上帝握起拳头，佢就话呢个系我个方法。
Those who are immoral and say, Don't tell me what to do. Sin is not real. I'll do it my way.
嗰啲唔道德嘅人咧，佢哋都会咁讲嘅。佢话：，诶、哎，即系诶、罪系唔存在噶，唔好话俾我哋听要做咩，我要做自己嘅方法。
Sometimes we call this independence or self-expression or freedom or finding yourself, but the truth is, this is all sin.
有陣時咧，我哋可能會包裝成為咧呢啲叫做獨立啦，叫做自我尋找啦、自我表達啦、自由啦，或者咧係即係去揾我哋自己嘅身份啦。不過，但係呢一切咧，其實都係罪嚟嘅。
The reality is that Jesus will return, and on that day, the sin, the folly, the excuses we make will be revealed for what it is.Alienation from God and rejection of the God who made us.
个事实系咩咧？就系主耶稣有一日会再次翻嚟，喺嗰一日，罪恶、愚蠢同埋藉口咧都会被揭示出嚟，就系咧我哋与神疏离啦，同埋拒绝我哋嘅上帝。
That is why no therapy, no wellness technique, no drug or self-help program or creative self-expression will ever gain.True peace, joy, and contentment.
亦都係因為呢個原因咧，所以我哋冇任何嘅治療啊、健康嘅技巧啊、藥物啊、自我幫助嘅計劃啊，或者一啲創意嘅自我表達方法，可以真正咧為我哋帶嚟平安、喜樂同埋滿足。
Because this attitude and these things make us enemies of God and alienate us from the one person who can give us true peace.Joy and contentment.
因为这一切呢都使我们成为了神的敌人，隔绝了那个真的可以给我们平安、喜乐、满足的一位。
See, the deepest yearning of our soul, what gnaws at us and keeps us up at night, is the desire to be who we were made to be, children of God.
我哋灵魂深处最深嘅渴望系点样令到我哋即系彻夜难眠啊、寝食不安嗰种嘅渴望咧，就系、是、我哋要成为做我哋嗰一位就系、是、神嘅儿女。
And as much as society tries to suppress it and deny it and belittle it, you cannot suppress what is most fundamental, the most fundamental truth to our existence.
儘管咧呢個社會，我哋嘗試去壓制佢啦、否認佢啦、貶低佢啦，但係都冇辦法咧壓制我哋靈魂深處嗰種嘅渴望，就係最基本嗰個真理。
You cannot suppress what is real when we sideline God. Our identity is corrupted. We are alienated, estranged, and separated.
我哋咧将神放一边嘅时候咧，我哋冇办法压制嗰个最真实嘅东西噶，就系我哋个身份咧就会被腐化咗啦，我哋同上帝就隔离咗、疏远咗同分开咗。
However, there is good news.
但系咧嗰度我哋有好消息嘅喎。
The next words are some of the best words ever written, but now.
接下来嗰句说话咧，系有史以嚟最好嘅说话之一嚟嘅。但如今
，But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation。
第22节咧，佢话：但如今他藉着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Our Heavenly Father does not leave us in this helpless and sinful state.
我们的天父呢，他不是就这样由得我们陷入这个绝望那里的。
God graciously offers us what we do not deserve. Forgiveness, redemption, adoption into his family.
神的恩慈呢，他给了我们不配得的东西，就是那份的宽恕、救赎、被纳入他的家中那份的身份。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14 says, For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
哥羅西書1章13至14節，他是這樣說的，他救了我們脫離黑暗的權勢，把我們遷到他愛子的國度裡，我們在愛子裡得蒙救贖，罪過得以赦免。
This is the good news.
這個就是那個好消息了。
Christ's death on the cross, the shedding of his blood, verse 20, make guilty people innocent.Alienated people reconciled, condemned people loved, lost people found, anxious people at peace.
基督死在十字架那裡，第二十節他說他流出來的血呢，是使罪人變成無罪的，使被隔絕的人呢，和好，使呢，被定罪的人被愛，使失落的人呢，被找到，使焦慮的人呢，得到平安。
When you know Christ,When you have given up control and pride and stubborn independence and thrown down your crown to submit to the true King Jesus, all these blessings are yours.
当你认识到基督的时候，当你愿意放下你的控制、骄傲、顽固独立的思想，愿意抛低自己的冠冕，顺服真正的君王的时候，这些的祝福都是你的。
You move from deathTo life, you are now a child of God, without blemish and free from accusation.
你就从死亡转到生命之中，你即就会成为神的儿女，没有瑕疵，亦都冇被定罪。
You are who you were made to be.
你就成为咗嗰个你本来被造嘅嗰个自己。
Now you might be thinking, isn't this supposed to be a mission sermon?
你可能會諗咯，啊，今日唔係一個宣教嘅信息咩
？Shouldn't we be talking about the Great Commission？
我哋唔係應該講下大使命啊咁樣嘅咩
？Why preach a basic gospel message？
咁點解會講一個咁基本嘅福音信息
㗎 ？Well, here's the answer。
哦，答案就喺呢度啦。
If you get the gospel, I mean really understand it.If you have heard the description of this person alienated from God and say, yes, that was me.
如果你真正了解福音，我的意思是你真正明白了那个福音。如果你听到我刚才所讲的一类人，你就说，啊，这个是我，这个就是我了。
If you are awestruck by the incredible gift of grace and forgiveness you have been offered through Christ Jesus, then I need to say little more.
如果你覺得基督所帶來的恩典和寬恕都使你震嘆、驚嘆的話，那其實我不用再講多一點。
For if you receive such gifts, how can we taste the goodness of God? How can we bask in the radiance of God's glory, His life-giving glory, and not be moved by the hopeless state of those who have never heard the good news?
如果我們真的接受了這個禮物，我哋知道我哋点样尝到神嘅美善，我哋点样沐浴喺神生命赐福嘅荣耀当中。咁我哋咧就唔使即系为嗰啲未听过嘅人绝望所感动嘅话咧。如果你明白福音，咁基督咧已经赢咗你啦。
If you understand the gospel, if Christ has captivated you, if you have experienced forgiveness and grace, the application is short. It is a logical and inevitable reaction.
如果基督已经赢了你，你已经明白了那个宽恕和恩典，那遵行这个大使命就必然的了，是一个合乎逻辑和不会避免到的反应来的。
Have you ever tried to mix Pepsi and Mentos before and have a picture?
不知道大家有没有试过将曼乐珠放在可乐里面的呢？
When I was a university student, I had too much free time and I did this a lot.
当我仲系大学生读紧书嘅时候咧，因为有太多空闲时间啦，所以我就做咗呢个实验好多次嘅。
And you can see in the photo what happens when you mix Pepsi and Mentos。
你见到张相咧，就系当你咧将曼乐珠放喺可乐里边咧，就会发生咩事
？It explodes, and I'm no chemistry student, but when these two things come together, you can see they produce a bang。
佢會爆炸噶，會湧曬出嚟嘅。雖然咧，我就唔係一個化學讀化學嘅學生啦，但系咧，我仍然咧都會知道佢哋溝埋一齊咧，會發出一個好大嘅巨響。
So what happens when you take a sinner lost in sin and darkness and death, and bring them to life through Jesus Christ?
咁究竟一個失落喺黑暗同埋死亡之中嘅罪人，通過認識耶穌基督嘅死而帶佢哋獲得生命嘅時候，會發生咩事呢
？What is the application? What is the result?
究竟咁樣會有啲咩結果嘅咧
？Verse 23. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard.And that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
第二十三節，保羅係咁寫嘅：只要你們在所信的道上恆心，根基穩固、堅定不移，不致被引動失去福音嘅盼望，這福音就是你們所聽過的，也是傳與普天下萬人聽的。我保羅也作了這福音的執事。
I'm going to focus on the second half of verse 23.
我會咧集中去到講述一下第二十三節嘅下半部。
Why were the Colossians able to receive the gospel and be established in their faith?
點解哥羅西教會嘅人會接受到呢個福音，仲喺信仰上都有長進嘅咧
？The gospel had gone out to every creature under heaven, including them.
福音咧已經傳遍萬民啦，都包括佢哋嘅。
When you have been transformed by the gospel, you cannot help but take the message of life, light, and love to those who have never heard it before.
当你被福音转化过嚟嘅时候咧，你系冇办法唔将呢个充满生命、光明同埋爱嘅信息去带俾嗰啲未听过嘅人。
It is a chain reaction.
呢个系一个连锁反应嚟嘅。
When I was a child, one of my favorite sportsmen was a basketballer called David Robinson.
當我咧仲係細路仔嘅時候咧，我最中意嘅運動員之一咧就係一個打籃球嘅人，叫做大衛羅賓遜。
He is a Christian and once said this.
佢係一位基督徒嚟嘅，佢曾經咁講。
We as Christians need to take a stand for higher standards.
我哋作為基督徒，我哋需要咧持守一個更高嘅標準。
All it takes is one little light, one candle in a pitch black room to make the darkness go away.
只需要一点点的光啊，如果在一间黑色的房里面，你只需要一根蜡烛就可以将所有黑暗都消灭的。
As a Christian, you can be that light.
作为一个基督徒，我们可以变成那道光的。
If you light one match, you can find your way around the room.And you can help those who will follow you find their way as well.
喺嗰间黑房里边，你只需要燃点一根火柴，你就可以咧喺间房度揾到你要离开嘅路，亦都可以帮嗰啲咧跟随你一齐去揾路嘅人咧揾到佢条路。
And that's the end of the quote.
啊，呢个就即系嗰个嘅引述咧就完咗啦。
We are that light to those around us, to those still lost in sin and darkness.
我哋就系身边个人嗰份嘅亮光，喺嗰啲咧仍喺罪里边黑暗中迷失嘅人嚟讲咧，我哋就系嗰份光。
Let's look at the biblical example in Paul in verse 23.
等我哋睇下喺二十三节里边圣经上高保罗嘅例子。
Before his conversion, Paul was about as lost and alienated from God as you could get.
当保罗咧系未成为基督徒之前咧，佢差唔多处于一个最失落、最隔绝嘅状态。
He was aggressive. He persecuted the church, and he fought against Christ Jesus.
佢咧充满侵略性啦，佢迫害教会啦，佢咧积极咁样咧反对基督。
You might know some people like this.
你可能咧识得有啲人好似保罗咁嘅喎。
You might feel like they are beyond hope.But remember, nothing is impossible with God.
你可能咧觉得嗰啲人啊已经冇晒希望噶啦，但系请你记住喺神里边咧冇嘢系冇可能嘅。
You might have family members or know atheists or people who are against God like Paul.
有些可能是你屋企的成员，有些可能是这个觉醒文化运动的积极分子，或者一些无神的论者。
But there is always hope. The power of God is mighty to save and can humble the most hard-hearted sinner.
我们呢总是会有希望的，神的能力呢是足够可以去拯救那些在灵魂最深硬的人。
So what happens when Saul encounters Christ on the Damascus Road?
那究竟在扫罗在大马色的路上遇见基督之后，究竟发生什么事呢？
He becomes Christ's slave or servant in verse 23.
在第23节呢，他这样说，他成为了福音的执事，就是基督的仆人。
So he has this conversion experience. Then what does he do?
他呢，经历了这个信耶稣基督的转变之后，他下一步做些什么？
Does he A, sit in the library and read about it?
究竟他是 A, 坐在图书馆那里就看一下其他书这样？
Or B, enjoys the nice feelings of being a Christian and has a quiet and comfortable life.
定是 B, 他呢在那享受那份的美好的感觉，去到追求那个宁静舒适的生活呢？
Or C, immediately goes and tell others about this life transforming experience.
还是 C, 他立刻呢去到告诉其他人听他这个改变人生的经历。
Acts 9:19-20 says, Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
在使徒行传九章十九节那里是这样讲，扫罗和大马士革的门徒同住了一些日子，就在各会堂中宣讲耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
That is the logical, natural, and inevitable outcome when someone is transformed by the gospel.
他的反应是一个被福音改变过的人之后最自然、最合乎逻辑和不会避免到的反应。
There is a deep and overwhelming passion to proclaim the gospel in word and deed to those who have never heard it.
他呢心里面有一种满写的激情，要将福音呢以言语和行动呢去传给那些未听过的人。
To our next door neighbor, to the Indian migrant worker we work with, to our non-Christian family members.
那些未听过的人可能是我们的邻居，是可能跟我们一起是、即是做事的同事，可能是一些、非基督徒的家人。
To those living in Vietnam, Myanmar, Taiwan, who have never heard the gospel or met a Christian before.
甚至乎呢，或者可能是那些远自住在越南、缅甸、台湾，从来呢未听过福音，甚至乎呢未见过基督徒的那些人。
Japan has about 0.5% evangelical Christians.
在日本呢，大约只有 0.5% 的福音派基督徒。
Thailand about the same.
泰國咧都係咁上下。
In Vietnam it is 1.4%, but in the north of Vietnam it's 0.05%.
喺越南咧大約就有1.4%啦，但係喺北部嘅越南就只有0.08% 嘅基督徒。
And in Myanmar, the Burmese, it is 0.08% Christian.
喺緬甸咧，亦都係只有0.08% 嘅基督徒。
But there are also communities and ethnic groups here in Sydney who have never heard the gospel.
不過就算在悉尼這裡呢，也都有些社區和民族的群體都很少接觸到福音。
Muslim groups, migrant communities and comfortable secular Aussies.
或者那些穆斯林的群體啦，或者那些移民的社區啦，甚至乎可能那些很舒適、很安逸的澳洲人。
This should stir something in our soul. This should move us, move our hearts to love and compassion, to cry out, "What shall I do?"
呢啲嘅数字，呢啲嘅资讯，应该咧可以激起你内心某啲嘅感受，或者咧引发你内心嘅嗰份嘅爱去问，我可以做啲乜嘢？
When Hudson Taylor saw the needs of China in the 19th century, he wrote this.
当戴德森见到19世纪嘅中国嘅需求嘅时候，佢写咗呢句说话。
A million a month were dying in that land, China, dying without God. This was burning into my very soul.
每個月有100万人在那個地方中國那裡呢去死去，死去是沒有神這樣去過身的。這個事實呢令我的靈魂深處被烙印，深深被烙印住。
We may not all be called to actually go overseas, but we should all ask the question, how can I be involved in taking the gospel to those who have never heard?
我們不一定都會被呼召去到海外的，但是我們都應該問這個問題，我們怎樣可以將福音帶給那些未聽過的人？
There are many different ways that we can be involved.
有很多方法我們可以參與的。
There are prayer groups for different countries.
我們會有不同的禱告小組為不同的地區去祈禱。
You can sign up to missionary prayer letters to learn more.
或者我們可以去訂閱宣教士的一些代禱信去到知道多一點。
You can find out more information and needs and opportunities from groups like OMF.
或者你可以去例如好像 OMF 這些團體這樣去知道多一些的需求和機會。
There is your own personal evangelism to those around you.
或者我們可以有個人的傳福音的機會啦。
There are local and overseas short-term mission trips.
或者我們有國內或者去海外的一些短宣的旅程。
Or perhaps you can pray and ask the Lord, do you want to send me overseas?
或者你可以向神祈禱去問上帝，上帝你想不想派我出去啊？
I want to finish with these questions.
我想呢用呢啲嘅問題作為一個結尾。
Who are you, alienated from God or reconciled?
你係邊一個啊？你係咧嗰個與神隔絕嘅，定係和好嗰一個
？Have you been captivated by the gospel? Do you understand it?
你有冇曾經被福音吸引住咧？你明唔明白呢個福音嘅咧
？How are you involved in taking the gospel to those?Have never heard it before.
你可以怎样去将福音带给那些从未听过的人呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus.
亲爱的天父，多谢你呢赐下耶稣基督作为礼物。
Thank you that Jesus died in our place on the cross.
感谢你让耶稣基督在我们当中十字架上高为我们受死。
Thank you for your wonderful grace and mercy that has brought us from darkness to the light of Christ.
感謝你奇妙的恩典和憐憫，將我們從黑暗之中帶到光明裡面。
May we take this good news and share it with others.
願我們都將這個好消息分享給身邊的人。
May we be bold and willing.
希望我們有膽量，和希望我們會願意去做。
Please convict us and empower us.To be involved in your mission.
求你感动我们，使我们去参与在你的大使命当中。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祈祷，阿门。